If marketing unhealthy foods to kids by food companies sells more of those foods, why not market more healthy foods to kids? Gary Crawford has the story.
It's magically delicious.
Break me off a piece of that
golden cake, chocolatey cake, both with cream filling.
You're gonna beat the light in every bite.
Yes, food companies have been aiming their products and ads to kids since the 1920s.
A child sees about 5,500 advertisements a year for junk food. For healthy food, it's less than 100.
Kathy Burns is president of the Produce Marketing Association. She told a USDA forum that her association is trying to get more kids to eat healthy fruits and veggies, getting some marketing help with that from some old friends.
Healthy food, boy, it tastes so good.
Sesame has given the rights to the Produce Marketing Association to market products with, yes, Elmo and all of those favorites on fruits and vegetables, to inspire young kids as they're walking a produce department of a store saying, hey, Mom, I want apples, or I want cauliflower.
Or I want
healthy food.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Meanwhile, First Lady Michelle Obama outlines new school wellness guidelines.
As part of this effort, we'll be eliminating advertisements for unhealthy food and beverages in our schools. Because I think we can all agree that our classrooms should be healthy places where kids are not bombarded with ads for junk food. And these new marketing guidelines are actually part of a broader effort to inspire companies to rethink how they market food to kids in general. Because the fact is, today, the average child watches thousands of food advertisements each year. And 86% of these ads are for products loaded with sugar, fat, or salt.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.